In our previous year, we began a discussion when one may get paid for teaching Torah. And as we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Siman Resh Mem Vav, Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch introduced the concept which the Ran here on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph introduces as well. And that's the concept of Schar B'Teila. The concept of Schar B'Teila means that it's obvious that this is the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis describes it, that somebody who has a job and gives up time to teach Torah is entitled to get paid because he gave up from his time to teach Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes on to teach us, even if a person spends part of the day working and part of the day teaching Torah, that individual is also entitled to Schar B'Teila. But not a question that he discusses is, what is the explanation of Schar B'Teila? The explanation of Schar B'Teila is that in the time that I'm learning, and as the Paiskim explained, learning doesn't only mean learning, but learning also means the time that one is learning also means the time that one has to prepare a shiur. And at that time, I could have been earning money at my position. That's called Schar B'Teila. But what about an individual who doesn't work? An individual who doesn't have a job. Is he entitled to Schar B'Teila? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that that individual is still entitled to Schar B'Teila. Because if we weren't going to pay this individual for his learning time, he would have, for learning or teaching Torah, he would have to go get a job. And therefore, he is entitled to Schar B'Teila. But as we discuss the subject of Schar B'Teila, it's obvious, as the Mefarshim and Paiskim point out, that one may not abuse this concept of Schar B'Teila. The Gemara in Masechta Bechoris teaches us that it's a Mishnah, Masechta Bechoris, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, Hanoitel Schar Loden. If somebody takes money to Paskin a Din Torah, Dina B'Teilim, his Din Torah is null and void. And the Bar Tanura, in explaining that Mishnah, quotes our Gemara. The Gemara that we mentioned, that we learned in the previous year, of Re'ei L'manati Eschem Ma'ani B'chinom Af Atem B'chinom. The Tashbatz in a Tshuva says that, however, as we're discussing, Rabbonim, who paskin a din Torah, are entitled to Schar B'Teila. And whatever they ask, they're entitled to. However, the Tashbat says that if they ask for too much money to say the words of the Tashbat, he says it's kiyur, it's ugly. However, the Bar Tanura is much sharper. The Bar Tanura says, Barabani Ashkenaz Reisi Sharuria B'davazeh. He says, I see something which is a catastrophe. Shaloyovish Harav HaNismach Rosh Yeshiva. The Rav who is appointed as Rosh Yeshiva is not embarrassed. Little Asar Suvim, to take 10 Zuvim, which is obviously in those times a lot of money. Kedei Liyo Eschatzi Shor Al Ksivas V'Nesinus Ked Echad. He spends a half an hour on writing a get, and he takes an exorbitant sum of money. Ve'edim achasum al get, and the edim who sign on the get take shnei zuhuvim or zahav l'chol pechs l'chol echad. Says the Bar Tanura, ve'ein zeh harabe einai. This individual, says the Bar Tanura, in my eyes is not a roth. El gazlon va'anos. I think he's a gazlon. He knows that no one may give a get in his city without his permission. So if somebody needs to give his wife a get, has to give him whatever he asks for. Says the Bar Tanura, I'm concerned that this get may be disqualified. Because we just learned, says the Bar Tanura, the autonomous Nisan, Hanoitus Chalodun, Dina Betalim, Lahere Dusa Betala. We're only allowed to take Schar Betala. This is not considered, says the Bar Tanura, in the category of Schar Betala. And as we discuss the Shaila about Schar Betala, that really, as we're learning in our Shiurim, one is not entitled to take payment for teaching Torah. It's only because of Schar B'Tela, it's only for Torah Shebiksav. There's two tshuvas that I would like to learn in the Igros Moshe. One is in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. He discusses that there are people who are rabbeim in yeshivas, teachers in yeshiva, and they're not careful in coming to teach their class in a timely fashion. They don't come to give their class the proper time. And their excuse is that then the yeshivas aren't paying them a proper wage, the yeshivas aren't paying them in a timely fashion. So just like they're not being paid fairly and timely, they don't have to be serious about their position. So says Rav Moshe, as we're learning in our Gemara, really one is not entitled to get paid for teaching Torah. The entire heter is schar b'teila, but it's a heter. You're supposed to be teaching Torah without any payment. And if you don't, and therefore saying that if I'm not getting paid properly or timely, I have a right to not do my job properly, that's unacceptable. And he goes on to say, even if the principal and the administration of the yeshiva says, we understand, and if you come late, it's acceptable, it's not acceptable. And he says, kama yesh lahakpid, abitl zman the tinoikus. We have to be careful about the time that they're learning. Anyone who's teaching Torah, whether it's Torah Shebiksav or Torah Shebapeh, he's not allowed to waste a moment from the time that he's supposed to learn. And then he continues, any teacher who's a Yorei Shemayim, tzorch lochus lenasoi, shloyasem lochus Hashem remiach has v'sholem, v'tzorach lizor shloylus ach klum im loy b'oynus kamer. If there's an oynus b'oyfin shrachmonei patrei, then he has an excuse. Otherwise, he should not miss. And the fact that he's not getting paid is not acceptable. Ramosha also has another tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nuntes. The question there is, Rabbeim weren't apparently getting paid properly, and they wanted to go on strike. So the first part of the tshuva, Rav Moshe speaks in general about unions and following if somebody being a member of a union. He also discusses breaking a picket line. And then, but that isn't our discussion. Here he discusses if Rabbeim, what's relevant to our shir, is Rabbeim, may Rabbeim go on strike? And if Rabbeim went on strike, may other individuals substitute? And that obviously will affect the strength of the strike. Says Rav Moshe, the Gam Staber, Kivin Shebitl Tinoikis Shabbos Rabbim, Bimavatl, children from learning Torah, who chet godl, is a terrible sin. She'ena oil miskayim, ela behevel p'im Tinoikis Shabbos Rabbim. The entire world only exists because of the children who learn Torah. Afshiroi little schar, even if you're allowed to get paid, v'loy l'kabel all of l'lamed b'chinam, afim ein achisham l'lamed nesam hurak mishum shalak rak olav l'avadim mutal. The reason Rav Moshe says a new heter, why somebody could get paid to teach Torah, is because you're not obligated to be the teacher of Torah, ela a kobnei year. Everybody has an obligation to teach Jewish children Torah. So if you are the person who's teaching, you have a right to get paid. But once Avam Acher, Shekibalov, now that you've accepted this position, Sha'ata Hayimutarak Olav, once you've accepted this position, it's your position. Kshivatloi soy, and if you're not going to do it, Nimtsa Shuhu Amavatl, you're the one that's being Mavatl the Torah. V'cheit osl adam lasis b'shvil arvochas mamon. One may not sin just to earn money. V'yesu me'el gamu l'vakish apanos acheris at sh'am etachtav. So he says, tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe says, number one, if you accept it upon yourself to be a Rebbe, it's a tremendous obligation. But once you took it upon yourself, it is your obligation. And furthermore, Rav Moshe says, one can't walk away from that position unless there's someone else to replace him. However, Rav Moshe contends you, v'zeh midino. So Rav Moshe is very concerned about allowing Rebbeim to go strike. Avam hu ba'ofen she'en lehem k'tei tzorchan. If it's a situation that the Rebbeim are not getting paid enough, Shalken Koshlof named Lamed Betoivim and Talmidim, and therefore it's difficult for them to teach the Talmidim. Vem de Chazoka Brura, Shalayim Ladu Yoim Yomayim. But we know that if they won't teach for a day or two, Yoyal will help. She must ask him Yisham Bizman, that they will now start getting paid on a timely fashion. Vyisifulem Kadei Tzarkin, and they'll get a proper increase. Oz Ula Yesh Mokum Laheter. So Moshe says, maybe we can be matter. Because maybe the strike will help that they'll be able to be more effective Rebbeim, that they don't have to constantly be worried. Maybe if that will help them become better Rebbeim, we could be lenient. Says Rav Moshe Avar Tzorach as a Yishuv Das Godel. I'm not so sure I could be Makel. Ula'amid Hadover Hate B'chol HaPratim. The subject has to be carefully examined. Ulkein Tzorach L'Srachim Z'B'chol HaShari. One should try to avoid this. But certainly, says Rav Moshe, you have no right to stop somebody else from teaching them Torah in that time. Why? Because as we're learning in our shir, teaching Torah is not like any other job. Other jobs, So Ramesh himself, as we said in that very tshuva, says that you're allowed to unionize. Under certain circumstances, unions could go on strike. You may not be entitled to break a picket, but teaching Torah you're really not allowed to get paid for. And certainly, you have no right to prevent people from teaching Torah, and you have no right yourself from making payment the focal point of your teaching Torah.